Okay, welcome everyone to the October 14th West University Historic Zone Advisory Board regular meeting. Begin with a roll call. Jim Glock,
Present.
Rachel Sarah,
Here.
Lou Stecknagel,
Here.
and Rick McDonald here. So we have a quorum.
Was from a diff this from a different meeting.
That like Pee-wee Herman's Funhouse or something?
That's exactly what that was. So nice
Oh,
recognizing a deep cut.
that's a deep cut. Okay, so we have a quorum for our meeting. We are ready to proceed to the next item, which is the approval of the LAR from our last meeting. I hope everybody had a chance to take a look at it. Does anybody want to motion to approve?
So approved. Jim
Okay.
Glock.
Jim Glock
Rachel
and
Sarah, I second.
Rachel second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye, Lou.
Okay.
Jim Glock, aye.
Yep, I got it. We have 4-0 approved. Thank you. Thank you. Call to the audience. Michael, any call to the audience?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we did not receive any
Okay.
public comments.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's get on to the meat of the meeting. Item 4 on the agenda, 4A, SD 0825-000-00129, 502 East 4th Street. Who is speaking for this?
Hey, Bill Mackey, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Bill. All right. Perfect.
Okay, Bill, let me make you the co-host.
Homeowner also just attending.
Oh, hi, Krista.
Hi, Rick.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me share the screen.
Yeah, go ahead. You
You
can.
disable the... There we
I
go.
made you the co-host so you can share.
Got it. Thank you. So everyone can see that. So this is a garage building that Krista wants to build on her property. It's located at the southeast corner of 4th Street and 3rd Avenue. We had a courtesy review on this project some time ago, a couple months ago. And we're doing the formal review process now. Not much has changed since that review. So here's the development zone in blue. The subject property is outlined in the red. All the contributing properties in development zone are primary structures. There are no accessory structures in the development zone that are considered contributing to the district. And there are photos if you want to go through that and look at the photos, or just go to the street and check out the neighborhood around Krista. You can see the development zone. And I took some pictures here of some accessory structures that are in the within the development zone, but again, they're not all listed, but just to give you a flavor of the accessory structures in the garages that are around. Notably, this one is actually on Krista's property. It's on the south end of the property at the alley, the alley that runs east-west. And so we're going to be building close to that structure there. The other thing that I did take pictures of, which was just kind of interesting, was that, their property is a corner property in West University, and there are actually a lot of corner properties, well, four that I took pictures of that have like these garage buildings built on the secondary street. So like the building faces like university, but then along Second Street, it has an accessory structure that is built more or less at the property line for vehicles. And you can see that here at University in Fifth, Second and Fifth, Second and First, and University in Second. And all these houses have kind of a primary entrance on one street and then a secondary structure with kind of the garage on the side street. And that's basically what Krista and Dan want to do to their property. And so here's looking along the street on Third Avenue, looking south, walking down the street. Here's the project site is just past this double gate, and along here along the wall. And then here's a fuzzy aerial of the project. The primary structure was built in like 1915. It's contributing. There's an existing guest house, which is not listed. The pergola was done back in 2019. An addition was done in 2018. Both of those were approved. And then the project site in the red, located here, and then in these photos. And so here's the site plan. This is the development plan or the site plan that we submitted to the city to receive comments to make sure we can go through this process. Right here is the proposed garage of 350 square feet. Here's the existing guest house. Here's the existing house with the addition and the existing pergola. Third Avenue is running up and down. Fourth Street is left and right up top. And so we're removing the storage shed that's located there right now and going to be reconstructing the fence that's separating Krista's property from the guest house. And so there's the garage. It'll be located at the lot line or just off the lot line. We'll have to do a little bit of right-of-way work for a car to access the garage. And then there will be some steps up outside the garage up to the property. There's a grade differential between the sidewalk and the property of approximately 30 inches. And then a new gate will be placed in between the existing guest house and the garage. And then here's the west elevation is probably the one you're most concerned about. And so this is how it will look along the street, along Third Avenue, if you're looking to the east. Here's the existing house, the existing stucco wall, the existing gate, the existing pergola, the existing addition, the new proposed garage, and then the guest house beyond, in the back there. The proposed garage is lower than the height of the guest house. We're planning on doing stucco finish on it with a rusted metal garage door to match the gate that's just to the north, and then metal clad wood windows. There's going to be one up here, and then there's going to be another one that you won't be able to see at the area behind the stucco wall. The roof is architectural asphalt shingle to match the existing conditions. And the eave detail will be pretty much the same as what you see at the existing house and the existing guest house with just exposed rafter tails and then some I think we're doing tongue and groove wood in between those and then the roof on top of that. Here's some sections, just giving you more detail. I think there was some discussion on what the handrail would be. It's just going to be a simple 1-inch tube steel that'll be steel, cold rolled, and finished with like mop and glow to keep it the cold rolled look. And then, if you care to read through all the ways in which this is associated with the design guidelines, it's here for your leisure. With the UDC guidelines as well as the West University Historic Guidelines. And then finally, just part of the submittal, these were the comments that the city provided when they reviewed the development plan. That's it.
Cool.
Hey, Thanks, Bill, for including the references to the design guidelines. That's helpful for everybody.
Yeah, just off topic, and I don't want to get sidetracked, but you guys need to pay attention to some of your design guidelines with accessory structures.
Yeah, we I saw
We
your
are.
I
Go ahead,
thank
Jim.
you, Bill. I saw your comments on that, and we'll work on that.
Yeah,
Shoot.
we're actually updating the design guides.
Yeah, so that's a
So,
bad miss,
yeah.
if it's the case. So, Mr. Taku, please remember that. I think you were on the stream. So, I would move approval without any changes, quite frankly. This is great work, Bill, as always. So,
Thank you.
I only have one. I have only one kind of sidebar. We typically don't have driveways off of our streets. We may have them on our avenues, and they have a driveway that goes under a pergola and stuff. And I'm
We
wondering
do though, Jim.
why.
I think Bill actually had some examples that do come off the streets.
Okay.
No, I think
If I can just interject right now, the street is where we have our carport, or 4th Street. It faces north, and the avenue is where we're looking at
I think Jim
having
just meant streets
yards.
like avenues and as opposed to
As
alleys.
opposed to alleyways.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah.
Understood.
Anyway, it's not going to change
But
my
if you
motion. I
look,
just kind of wanted to do a little sidebar. I'm sorry.
yeah, I mean, I think all
Okay,
the
let me not do the
examples.
sidebar. Let me just
Okay.
move to accept as
Jim,
presented.
let me ask a question before you. Bill, did zoning not talk about that garage being on the lot line? Are you going to require any waiver of the side street setback?
No, because it's historic. And so you guys can deal with the setbacks however it is, you
Well, I
know?
think the reason, Bill, that Michael's asking is to do you a favor and just make sure that in our minutes we waive
Okay.
any setbacks.
All right. So let me
Hold on, hold
retract.
on. Before we move on to a motion,
I want to retract my motion. Thank you.
is be well with the I know we can waive the setbacks,
Yeah.
and I don't have a problem doing that. I just don't want you to get to the review and have the traffic people say you need to have like a visual corner. I don't know if it's a big enough street or alley to dictate that or not.
It's actually an alley, so it's not even a street. So I don't think
Oh,
that's
then
an
you should
issue.
probably be fine then. Okay.
Well,
I've run into it before with a fence where they were really
yeah,
fun.
good call, Rachel. Thank you.
The garage points to Third
Avenue.
Avenue, but there is an alley that runs alongside of the garage or alongside of
South
the
of it.
guest house,
Yep.
south
East,
of
west,
it. Yeah,
south. East, west, south of it. But
but.
I think it's one structure away.
Yeah, it's a structure away. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that actually, if you go back, I don't know who's in
It's
control.
15 feet four away from the
Yeah,
alley. It's
so
not
we're
a
good.
15
Oh,
four.
then yeah, then never mind. That wouldn't be
Not
an
an
issue.
issue.
Yeah,
So,
nope.
what? Again, like this is.
This is a great addition. I'm gonna talk over you, Bill. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Let's I move that we accept this as presented. Once again, Bill knows his stuff. We've got our
Okay,
we've got
stop.
What
You're
we
making
need
us
to
take
do,
too
we don't
long.
need to, unless there's other issues people have.
We have a motion. Do we have a
See if there's
second?
a second. I'm sorry.
Rachel, Sarah, I second.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor, aye.
Jim Glock, aye.
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 Rachel, Rick, aye. Okay. See, there you go. Easy peasy. All right, Bill. Great
Thank you,
job.
Rick. All
Krista, good luck. Thank you,
right, thank you
Bill.
guys. See you on the
Yep.
next one.
Thank you,
Yep, you
Bill.
bet.
Nice time. Yep.
Thank you.
One second here. Okay, got it. All right. Item B, SD0825001370, 1047 North 2nd Avenue. Who is speaking for that? Oh, Bob, I see you there.
Bob Lanning and Stephen Kirky from Lanning Architecture.
I'm
Hello.
sorry, Stephen, do you mind telling me your last name again?
It's Curti, Curti.
Curti. Okay, got it.
Bob, you had a co-host, so you can share.
Okay. We'll go here. Hold some second. Oh. So the address of the property is 1047 North Second Avenue. It is a bit of a curiosity. It actually
It's on
fronts
B,
on,
right?
what's that?
Yeah, the address is a curiosity. I didn't
Yeah, it
understand.
clearly was a single parcel that ran all the way through
Right.
from Second all the way through to Bean. But it got split at some point way long ago, and now we've got this structure that fronts on the backside on Bean on the west, and it is a contributing structure. As a matter of fact, much later, of course, something got built on the east, which is non-contributing, but that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the original house, which is on the western portion of the former parcel, so it fronts on Bean. And let's see, should we? Oh, and on this drawing, on this right here, you could see the prevailing setback line on that east-west alley, the 18-foot wide alley, is approximately 9 feet or something. So we're going to be right out to that 9'7". We're going to be right out to that setback approximately. So there are some examples of some contributing structures in the development zone. There's more examples of contributing structures. Here is this particular parcel. Here we're on the top left, we're looking at the west elevation. So it's basically the front of the house, although it, yeah, it is what it is.
You can tell that the original front was, directed towards Second, down here, but this is now kind of functions as the front.
Right.
Yeah, so can we dwell on this for just a minute? The history helps me a little bit. I was looking at the inventory sheet, and it was difficult trying to figure out from the inventory sheet and from where this property is, where the front is. Because this, I think what you guys are saying is that what is now considered the entrance might have at one point been the back of the property. Is that
Correct. Before, I think it was split at some point, but a long time ago.
yeah.
I don't know when.
Okay.
But
Think
well
about.
before our client, well before our client bought the house. So.
Yeah.
That's a it was an early attempt at supporting ADUs.
There you go. Okay, so this is there is a shed on the parcel, and this is right up on Bean, and we're looking right at it there, and that will be demolished. And it was built sometime between 2023 and 2024. So it's only a couple of years old. And you can see it's not even a structure. It's a shed from Tough Shed or something like that. So what we're talking about are a couple of site elements and then a new screen porch. So I guess if we talk about the site elements first as part of this project proposal, all the way around along the 18-foot alley on the north and wrapping around both a little bit on the east and also mostly along Bean, we're proposing a 6-foot high tall plastered masonry site wall. And that's to get rid of the wood fence that's been there now that's kind of seen better days. And we just wanted to clean it up and come in with plastered fence that's 6 feet tall. Then also on the, oh, and we're keeping the two parking places on the south west corner of the parcel, right directly off of Bean, we're going to hold on to those as well. So those are existing, and those parking places would remain. So that's why we're turning that wall in 21 feet inside the property. We're turning that new wall in. Then up farther north on the west, you can see the dotted line represents that shed that we looked at. That's going to get demolished. And in its place, there'd be the new wall on the property line, and it would have a 16-foot wide sliding steel gate. And we've got an elevation of that if you want to see it. It would be a rusted corrugated steel with a steel frame. That's on the final sheet. We can look at that later. So then those are the two items on the site that we're dealing with on this proposal, the wall and the gate. The site wall and the gate. And then the other item is the new screen porch there that you can see it on the north elevation of the existing single family residence. And the new screen porch would be about 15 by 12, I think it is. And it would be basically be extruded out from the hip roof with asphalt shingles of the existing structure. We just go straight out to the north with a new hip roof. And the new screen porch would have a concrete slab floor that's up at the elevation of the existing residence. And it would have wood posts and screening wrapping around it on three sides, up above the windowsill height. And the windowsill would be a stucco sill, to match an existing, masonry or a stuccoed sill on the east elevation of the house. You can see it there on the left. And everything above that stuccoed sill would be a painted wood frame and nursery screening. And we said screens at new screen porch to be determined, because we haven't picked the screens, but it will be something like you could imagine a nursery screening some sort. The new asphalt shingles on the roof would match existing, and we just tie into with an overbuild and tie into the existing hip roof. We'd have the same details on the overhanging the eaves all the way on all three sides. And here you see the west elevation. Back to the west elevation. Here you see the site wall from Bean, and looking at that sliding steel gate. I'm gonna think of what else. One thing on the main house that we do want to change. You can see it in our proposed right in the middle there where the cursor is. We're going to change out an existing wood hung window to a larger wood hung window just to get some more natural light into the kitchen. But it would be the same window type, the same bull nose detailing, and the same stucco patching to wrap into it. So
And the window would be, it looks like a single hung or double
a
hung.
double hung, a pair of double hungs, but meshed together into one actual
Okay.
unit. But
And then aluminum clad wood. Is that called a?
yeah, we called it aluminum clad wood.
But you're going to change the dimensions of the window.
Yes, we're going to make it 4-0 by 4-0, and I think currently it's like 2-6 by 4-0.
And this is behind a 6 foot wall, right? From the eye.
Correct.
So, okay.
Okay.
All we're trying to do is capture more private outdoor space and make it nice.
Damn.
And add a screen porch for that's going to be the master bedroom there, that existing bedroom right adjacent to it. So,
This is a peculiar home. It's kind of
that's
hidden
right.
away from Second Street from the other home, and
Oh, yeah.
it's only Bean that you get to, and Bean's the back door to it. So go figure. It's a weird
Yeah,
thing.
I've never seen anything quite like it, but
Yeah.
yeah.
So the east elevation pictures that you're showing right now appear to be and probably were the original front of the home. And the home that's actually on second now is a non-contributing that was built later. So it must have been set far back from
Yeah.
second.
Yeah, for
Okay.
some reason, I think that's exactly right. They built it. It was the original structure on that parcel, but for some
Right.
reason, they built it way back towards the
We have a couple in the
west end.
neighborhood that are like that, where the home is just way, way back, and they have this
That's
massive front yard.
they needed their room for their horses and mules. So,
Well, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
sorry.
Interesting. Okay.
I will
Any,
move
well,
to.
I just, you know, Bob, what's rattling around in my mind, and before you move, Jim, I just want to have a general
Yeah.
discussion with the board,
Sorry.
if I may.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, the house right now, as it's utilized, faces Bean, and that's where the quote unquote front door is, and the back door kind of sort of now faces the back of the lot and that house in front of it, right? There's a wall or whatever there, and someone else lives there. Normally, we don't like solid 6-foot walls on the front of the home, but the front is ambiguous in this case to me. I'm kind of like struggling a little bit with this, and I want to have a little group discussion. And the other thing is, we don't normally like or allow changing the dimensions of a window on a contributing structure.
Oh,
So,
shoot. Yeah, okay.
okay, so that's our, those are
Yep.
two things that are not consistent with our guidelines. And so let's kind of talk about that on the record, okay?
Yep.
So, thoughts?
My bad. So the owner property is listening to us. She's muted right now. I have no issues with the screened-in porch whatsoever. I've got one, and
I actually don't have an issue with the porch either. It's the other stuff.
And then what's weird is that where's the face? And sadly, it can't say it's Bean because it's not Bean. It's supposed to be second. And there's the house in front of it. So how do we cope with that? I'd like to hear people's perspectives on that. And I mean, it's a peculiar place in some respects. So, and
I'm in the category of how it's
full
being used
disclosure,
today.
Angie, did my makeup for a Whammo event, and she did a great job at it. And so I got to make sure my bias doesn't influence
I'm not going to have any
my
bias, but
decisions
I
here.
think we need to
So,
review
yeah.
the.
I can, yeah, just one thing that we will bring up is, I mean, part of it does have to do with security for Angie. I mean, she's really close to Speedway, and
Oh yeah.
Andrew can chime in if she wants, but yeah, I think part of this is that there's a lot
So,
of
if I may, Steve, I don't. We have had no problem approving 6-foot walls for security reasons on a number of properties in the front of the property. However, they have been wrought iron or some kind of material that you can still see the front of the property from. What you're asking for is a CMU wall, which we've never approved in the front of a property. But the security, you don't, we get that, especially we get given where the location is. So Lou, you were about to start saying something.
Well, I was just kind of weighing in on, you know, we've got to kind of look at it as it is today, because the protecting the front of the property with a wall that's viewable is to show the characteristics of the front of the property, not the back porch as designed. And so the use case of the property changed, though the historic designation's there, they're not taking the porch off. You know, I would kind of say overall they're tying it together well. They've left that corner open for the parking, for the two slots there. So I'm kind of the, well, the house is spun on the wrong side, so we can't hold them accountable to that.
Okay. So you're generally saying.
Generally, in this case, I would say, you know, it's not technically the front of the property,
Okay.
so I would say the guideline is moot.
Is the
And
address off of Bean or is the address off of Second?
it's off a second.
Okay.
I've had the opportunity to be at this home, and its entrance is off of Bean. It's not off of it's you're not going through the property on Second to get back to this one. So,
True, but to
it's a
answer,
lovely property. Screen and porch is just
yeah,
certainly appropriate. If
the
anything, we
screen and
wanted
porch is the
to.
least of my problems.
If we wanted to do
Yeah.
is say that we did wanted an opaque fence or wall, so
But I wanted to be clear with Rachel,
yeah.
the actual street, the actual address of the home is Second.
Okay. Yeah, so I would say, going back to what Lou said, we don't really have a technical thing to stand on to say you can't do a 6-foot fence because it's not actually the front. However, if we were to honor the guidelines of being able to see the properties, we don't allow over a 4-foot fence. But I think we could maybe make an exception of, could we see something there like wrought iron instead so that the house is not obscured?
And then, Rachel, what are your thoughts on changing the window opening?
I mean, it expressly says not to, and we hold other people to that. So I'm not sure I completely agree with that rule. So it's hard for me to say don't do it, because I feel like, I love natural light. So my inclination is to always add as many windows as possible to a space. However, the guidelines do say to honor the existing sizing. So.
But I think it's within our
Mm-hmm.
authority, permanent authority. We don't have any authority, but it's within our purview to make exceptions even to things that are rules and say, you know what,
Yeah.
given the circumstances, because this is a,
It is a
odd.
weird, it's
It's
we
a
have
weird.
a
I was
lot of
going to use
little
the word weird,
conundrums.
and I was trying not to use that, but yes, it's weird.
Yeah, it's on the back, but it's still contributing.
And honestly, it's got a crappy wood fence, 6-foot wood fence around it right now,
Right. So
and
anything would be a nice,
anything would be better.
yeah.
And I do, by the way, I want to echo again, especially if the owner's on the call. I get where you live. It's way close to Speedway. I mean, I'm looking at this picture right now,
And you
and
want
I.
double pane windows there because of the noise, so.
Well, it's not the double pane, it's the changing the opening size.
That's
So,
true too. I mean, honestly, changing the change of the window size, I'm more inclined to approve it because I like that at least it holds one of the dimensions still. So,
Oh, okay.
it's still
Oh, okay.
slightly kind of nodding to the original. I mean,
Three.
because I feel like we have allowed in the past, like, oh, there was a door here, now it's a window.
There
So
you
this is
go.
still kind of
Right. Fair enough.
in
I
that
agree with
realm,
that.
maybe.
Okay. Well, I agree with that.
All right. So let me spin things around. Maybe.
Okay, go for it.
How do we do this? Move, we accept the oh, actually, I don't have to spin it around. We move to accept the design as presented with the. I think the only thing I'd want to maybe mention singularity is that the sill. Is that Rachel? Help me with my terminology. The sill
Yeah.
below the window be maintained and retain the
The
historic
sill and header
character.
height. The sill and
Okay,
header.
there we go. So I'll move that we accept the presentation or the design as presented with the emphasis that the sill and the header on the window are maintain their historic character. How's that? Too
And then,
complicated?
no, I don't think so. And then what about the fence? Is that something we're willing to completely
Oh,
concede on?
and then we would encourage that they utilize a opaque wrought iron fence as opposed to a wall.
You didn't mean to say opaque.
Transparent.
Oh,
Transparent.
transparent.
Yeah. Usually
Okay.
the sort
No,
the
I
sort of
always
the
get that
code,
wrong. No,
yeah.
that's fine. It's
The
like,
way they say it in the code is usually like a 50% transparency, something like that would,
okay.
yeah.
Well. Bob?
Well, when you say encouraged, does that mean it's required, or does that mean
I
it's...
don't, yeah, good point.
And I'll just say again, I mean, because this is a weird lot, you know, if we're, you know, there's not much space that she can claim as her private backyard where she gets
Okay.
to live
All
her
right.
life.
Let me retract that.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Well,
Sorry to
I
cut
think,
you
Jim,
off.
it would be important to say that because, again, we are an advisory board. So these notes then go on to Pima Historic Commission and then the building official, and they decide. So
Okay.
they could
So,
say, yeah, keep it solid, that's fine. Or they could say,
okay.
no, maybe we do want to see that. So I think it is an important thing to note.
Yeah. I don't know where the owner lies on my recommendation, but I would say to allow either one at the owner's choosing, and that's my motion. So we accept what's been presented with the
Bill and Heather.
our board's position that the fence can be either wrought iron or solid block.
And it's being stuccoed, correct?
I'm
If
sorry?
it's solid, it's being stuccoed. It's not just going to be
Yeah.
cinder
Solid block stuccoed. Thank you.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
There
But I
you
think
go.
that's what you presented, right, Bob? Was
Yeah. Yeah.
stuccoed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to be sure because that's come up
Anyway.
before too.
Yeah, that would be a hard
Yeah.
no.
So, I mean, it's just, it's, yeah, it's, let's give
I
the owner
mean,
some flexibility here. So,
I know we're kind of midstream in your motion, but I think, you know, I think it would be important just to say that we have concerns about it, but we still approve. That way it can be something that's a discussion.
all right. So noted in my motion. Rick, can you handle that?
I'm just working on it. Stand by.
Okay.
Well, actually, while I'm working on it, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, we got a motion and a second from Lou. That gets us into, now that you
Further
heard what Jim
discussion.
said about the wall and the window, any discussion? Okay. All right. So we're going to include comments that we have concerns that the wall is solid, vice 50% transparent, but are willing to approve as is given the extenuating circumstances of this particular property. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that rocks. Good
Wow,
work. Thank
Jim, that
you.
was amazing. It was so
Oh,
crafty of
well.
you.
Sorry, but what are we here for? So we're trying to make it easy.
No. We're here to
We're
we're
trying to
here
make it
we
easy.
are
Come
we
on.
exist to put judgment, appropriate judgment to the guidelines
Yeah.
and the intent of the
Anyway.
guidelines. That is why we're here. That is why we're an
Anyway.
advisory board.
Thank you,
And
Rick.
everybody can ignore us, but we have an opinion. Okay.
God forbid they ever do. So,
Well, okay. There's 50%, but okay. So I have a motion, which I'm just finishing. In a second, all in favor, aye.
all right, Jim
Aye,
Glock.
three, four. All right,
Aye.
and that 4-0. Okay. All right. Well, Bob and Steve, thank you. I think given what you're doing, you did given the what you've got to work with, great job. Certainly going to improve the property. So thank you.
Yeah, lovely home, Angie. Good work,
Thank
Bob.
you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Brings us to 4C, SD08250136, 1023 North First. And is this
That's
back to you,
also
Bob?
on. Yeah, that's us again. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
We are ready. By the way, I have a comment to make. It has nothing to do with you guys. Did everybody else on the board see these pictures? When I called it up, all I saw was the orange outline in the project site.
I did not do my homework,
Oh, don't admit
shamefully.
that on public. And it's just a technical thing, but and it didn't matter, but it did. I nothing came across. None of these, like this visual that I'm looking at right now when I called it up today, was just the orange. Whatever was in orange showed up, and that was it. It was just white otherwise. So I don't know.
We can try to flatten our PDFs next time, and maybe
I
that'll.
don't know if it was a your problem, or because normally PDFs come along just fine. It just was weird. They were
Yeah, mine
all the
was the
photos.
same, Rick.
Yeah, all the photographs you showed of the contributing properties and everything else was blank. It was just nothing. It was the text, this address, that address, but there was
Mean,
nothing else. And so Michael and Desiree, I don't know if you had a chance to look at was actually online or not. In this case, it wasn't a big deal, but it just wasn't there.
yeah, thanks for letting us know. We can check. I just pulled it up right now and it's looking like that too on mine. Like some
Yeah.
photos are there, but a lot of things are missing for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of things are missing, and it wasn't enough where I wanted to call you and say, hey, that we can't even look at this. But in the future, I think we just need to double check. Okay. All right. Sorry about that little diversion. Back to you, Bob or Steve, whoever's talking.
Okay, this is 1047 North Second Avenue. It's a parcel that runs all the way through from excuse me from
Yeah, first Ave.
First Avenue.
Sorry, it's a Jacobus.
Runs through to Jacobus, so it's one of the original parcels that runs the full 884 feet. And so we are proposing an ADU at the rear of it on Jacobus. And the new ADU ordinance allows us to do, in this case, 1,000 square feet. So we're just under that. And we're proposing to put it in a vacant part of the rear yard, with the exception of there is a shed there that was built in, what did we say, 1999?
Yeah, the owner built it in 1999. I can find a picture of that shed here. That, yeah,
Yeah, 1999.
this is the shed that we're gonna take down to make room for the ADU. And this is the view from Jacobus, from the street. And this wood fence is going to be replaced. And this is a site wall that's actually inside the property. You can see that on our site plan.
And that site wall there is going to stay just
Yeah.
as is. So basically, there's a sort of a separated part of the current rear yard, and that's going to be the part that we're going to we've designed, and we're going to build this ADU.
Just for my benefit on this one picture, can you use your cursor to show me? No, go back to that one, my view. Where's that existing metal and stucco fence?
It's oh, right here.
Oh, okay, it's right. Okay, got it. So you can't actually. Okay, got
You can't see it from Jacobus,
it. Yeah.
unless that gate back there is open on Jacobus.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're proposing an ADU with a large hip roof. You'll see it when we look at the elevations. But basically, our concept was to try to figure out a way to get a two-bedroom ADU with parking right off of Jacobus, and also pedestrian access from Jacobus, but also orienting a new porch away from Jacobus. So here's the floor plan. You'll see it there. We've got a kind of a living room and a kitchen in a great room at the top, and then a bathroom to the south of that, and two bedrooms over on the southeast. And you can see by the dotted line that it's a large hip roof that goes over the whole thing, including the porch, but not including that bedroom number two that orients towards the south, and that would be a parapet that juts out from the hip roof.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And that's it right there in the elevation. Let's find
Yeah, so this is the back porch that actually faces towards the existing structure on the property. But the elevation that'll face Jacobus is this one. So this is the front door off of Jacobus, and there's an awning that kind of extends down over the front door and this window. And
And then we are proposing a fence right on Jacobus. And that's just for privacy.
Yeah, it's rusted corrugated steel. I mean, this is the vehicle gate that would slide open.
Right. Are the brick sills on the windows were similar? Is that what the main house has?
Yes.
I
Yeah.
see. Okay.
And the asphalt shingles, for example, as well. We're hoping to do a few nods to the main house, like the shingles and like some of the details. So.
What are you doing? I'm sure it was in your narrative to distinguish this bit to show this building as a new building, to distinguish it from the main house.
Well, I mean, it's completely it's obviously detached, but I mean the parapet is kind of a differentiator.
Yeah, parapet. Okay.
The awning details aren't directly, we think they're compatible, but they aren't. This isn't a detail that comes straight from the principal structure and these
Are
little
those
knee braces.
so those brackets aren't on the main structure?
No.
Okay.
And we can go back and look at photographs of the main structure.
You don't have to go back to it. I'm just asking.
Sure.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, existing site
Yeah,
photo.
like
Okay.
where's the front? There's the front elevation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite different. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Trying to think of what else. I guess, the windows would be clad wood windows, hung windows, a pair of hung windows facing the front, otherwise individual windows.
And the door was clad wood as well, right?
Yes.
I thought I saw that on the schedule.
We have exterior wood French door, so
Yeah, okay.
not
Not clad wood, but just wood.
clad,
Okay,
yeah.
yeah. Okay. Any questions, comments from the board?
I don't have any.
A perfect example of the ADU BUs we want to see happening, and I think it was eloquently done. So I have no issues. I'll move we accept as presented.
Okay, the motion. Do I have a second?
Sorry, I kept hitting
I
mute.
was
I'll
muted.
second.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to give it to Lou. Lou, you're seconding?
I'm seconding, yes.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
I think the one thing I would just note, and you kind of brought it up, was we do like to see something to make sure we know that's a new construction versus old, but there is also trying to be compatible with the neighborhood and existing property. So
Did it.
that would be my only comment.
Thank you, Bob. Great job trying to do
So
this.
just to go back to what Rich, so are you okay with the parapet design of the bedroom number two and the
Yeah, no,
bracket?
I think all of that's fine. I know it's something
Okay.
we've brought up before about making sure it doesn't match the
Yeah.
existing too well to kind of create a false sense of history.
Yeah. Don't. Thank you, Rachel. Good points. Oh, Mr. Chair, before you actually vote on that, I believe, Bob, am I making a mistake? I thought you were requesting a set, a 10-foot setback to 5 feet on Jacobus.
Oh, I did not see that.
Well, it is a 5 foot setback we're proposing, and I guess if you look at the code says if it's there's a second street, it's a 10-foot setback. So yes, from a technical point of view, if we're putting aside the historic character and this prevailing setbacks, but if you're putting all that aside and just are we asking for one straight up from the code as it's written right now? Yes, we're asking for that Jacobus
Oh.
setback to go from 10 feet to 5 feet.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, Bob, anytime you're
Rick,
doing.
if I may, I'll amend my motion and
Let me just
restate it.
go. So on the existing residence, Bob,
Yeah.
is there already a 5 foot setback?
On the maybe on the north, to tell you the
It looked
truth.
like on the north, if you go back to your
Yeah, but
dimension plan.
that's not relevant. It's about the Jacobus one. So
Correct.
the zoning will require us to acknowledge that we're waiving the
Oh,
required setback from Jacobus.
from Jacobus. Oh, I missed what we were doing, the setback from my those property line. Okay,
You can see
Jacobus.
on our right here at the bottom where the cursor is, it says prevailing setback along Jacobus and this portion of our development zone is a plus or minus 3 feet. You know, it's really pretty small.
Yep.
Yeah,
All
just
right.
zoning code would allow this setback to be greater than it is,
Right.
and so that's what we need to make sure we acknowledge.
Right.
Yeah, you want us, Bob, to overtly acknowledge that in the minutes.
All right. If Mr. Chairman, if I may restate my motion.
Yes, you may.
I move we approve as presented with all the setback issues addressed.
What setback are you guys asking for from Jacobus? Is it 5 feet?
From 5 foot setback.
from
Five
10 to
foot.
5 foot because it's side
Yeah,
street.
reduce it from the side street setback.
I can
Be as clear
complicate
as
my motion
possible.
by putting a number in there, but I liked my
Well,
kind
I
of
would like to put a number in
open-ended
there
one.
just
So,
to make it easy for the people that have to do the
okay.
survey.
So 5 feet is what I need to state.
Yep.
Okay. I move that we accept the design is presented with a 5 foot setback off of Jacobus. So.
I got that. Lou, do you want a second
Thank you,
again?
sir. Yep.
Oh man, I guess I'm seconding again. Thank
All
you.
right, there you go.
Thank you,
All right, so
Lou.
we have a motion, we have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Jim Glock,
Aye.
aye. Aye.
All right, all right.
Lou, you're moving up.
I'm sorry.
I'm in second. That's the first last place I hear.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks,
Have a good.
thank you, and
Yep.
thank you, Michael, for catching that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank
Have a good
you.
evening. Bye.
All right. Have a good evening. Okay. Item.
I have a question on that sort of thing, Michael. If we say that we move to approve as presented and that setback is presented, isn't that kind of captured by that without having to call special attention to it? Or is that something they really want us to call special attention to?
Fair
I
question.
think it is just safe to call it out.
Okay, just curious for my own future things as
Yeah.
well.
It's just easier
Well,
to
yeah.
call it out because when it gets to the zoning staff, we do have a lot of new staff at this point in time who are doing zoning review. So they may not look at it the way you are looking at it. Technically, when you say as presented or as submitted, it engulfs everything that is in there. But just to make sure that he's not dragged around to say, oh, you have to do a DDO on this
Right.
money spending. So,
Right. Because they're just looking for their certain checkpoints. So if it's
yes.
concrete for them, they'll be happier. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Taku. Attention to detail is appreciated. Thank you.
We have to do that because very soon they will come back to us.
Oh,
so
yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, okay.
Moving on. Item 5A. Staff updates, update on Capstone. So, Desiree?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I wanted to share an update on the Capstone rehabilitation of the 5 relocated houses. And there's been a lot of concern in the neighborhood about the lack of movement. So our department has been working closely with Capstone and also with the ward office to ensure that the project is moving forward. So the latest is that Capstone has submitted for their permits. So you probably already know, but the project went through historic review. The project, the development package was approved. And so at this stage, we're ensuring that the permit application matches what was approved previously. So that's kind of the latest for those rehabilitated or the homes that need to be rehabilitated. And I think Michael already mentioned at the last meeting, perhaps the along Euclid, there was a small retaining wall along one of the homes that was left on Euclid, and that went through a minor review. Michael, did you already present on that to the board?
Yeah,
yes,
Michael and I and someone from PRS had looked at it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the wall, by the way, for the since Desiree brought it up, there was a wall, short wall, maybe 3-4 feet, CMU or
2 feet 10.
Oh, 2 feet 10. There you go. And it was clearly not part of the contributing. It was built. It's very contemporary wall. So we said if you want to tear it out, because they're building a whole sidewalk through there and everything, it's going to look better without the wall.
So that was that's related. We also asked Capstone to put fencing around the buildings along Euclid to protect them during the construction process. So that's basically the update. I don't know if you all have any questions or comments. No? Okay.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Desiree. Okay, and then item 5B is an update on the design guidelines. Back to you, Desiree.
Yes. So, first of all, I'm sorry that it's taken so long to, it's kind of stalled on our end. We've just been super busy and, we added new staff. And so we've been training and trying to crawl out of our backlog that developed over this kind of transitional time when we were understaffed and caught up. But I think we're basically caught up now. So thanks very much in part to Michael's hard work and then also our new staff and jumping in. But I did have a chance to review the design guidelines and I have some comments. I think mostly just some suggestions around clarification, nothing that I think will give anyone heartburn. So I think I wanted just to kind of get thoughts on how we might, handle next steps. So I did send a draft, sent my comments just this weekend to Rick and we can either, look at it as a group next meeting, or if you have other thoughts on how you want to approach that.
So, chair. Yeah, I had a chance to kind of glance over them. I haven't studied them very carefully, but for everybody else's benefit there's nothing substantive in them. They're clarifications or some administrative stuff from what I see so far. I want to go through all of them myself, and there might be one or two, but not all, that we might just want to come back and have me say, here's what has been suggested. Is everybody okay with it? We don't want to dredge through a bunch of them, trust me.
I'm okay with that. If you wanted to kind of give us a synopsis and then your recommendation,
yeah.
I think that sounds good. I do want to make sure we are addressing the concerns that Bill had about the AD, or not ADU, but accessory structure stuff. Is that something that's part of those comments?
No, I
It's
don't believe
gotta
it.
be. I did mention that, and I, because we all, I got that email initially. So I do want our internal, code people to look at that. And or I think for a lot of that, the best approach is to reference the part of the code where it's at. We don't need to, the design guidelines are supposed to be focused on the historic review portion, and so we can kind of reference the code. And also because like these are kind of evolving, and as much as we can make these design guidelines evergreen, sometimes that's the best approach is just to reference the code section.
No, I think that makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that was part of the process right now, so we didn't have to go back again.
All right,
Yeah,
so
I mean, I think what Bill shared with us was something substantial, so we need to make sure we got that covered.
where's
I
Bill?
think it
Where's
just
Bill?
referenced the wrong code. I think it just was a
No,
bad
I
reference.
understand, but it's still a big, I think it's still a big
No, it definitely
quibble.
needs to be addressed. I'm just saying, I think it was more of a typo than anything in there.
Okay, yeah. But it's, oh geez, it's one of those maddening details that
That's
if we
okay.
don't
We'll take
deal
care of
with,
it.
we'll regret. So
Where?
anyway.
Because I got to go look at this later this week. Where
Yeah,
were Bill's
let's
comments?
I'll send them to you. It's been a while.
Because I
Can
don't
you
remember. Add me to that as well. I'd like to look at it.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
Why don't you?
He
So, Jim, why don't you take an action to
all
send
right.
me and well, the board,
I gotta
his
put it on
comments,
my
and
to-do
then
list.
when I'm
Stand
reviewing
by.
the stuff Desiree sent me, I'll double check that too, and I'm sure Desiree's gonna do the same. So I'll review everything over the course of the next week. I will do probably 2 weeks because my daughter's getting married in a week, so I'm
Oh,
kind of
congratulations.
excited.
Oh, right on. Are we invited?
Is this an open invitation?
No, it's not. No. No, I have to pay for all this crap.
Oh,
No, not.
didn't tell you where.
oh,
He
that's
just said
right.
there was
Oh,
a
yeah,
party.
you're
No, that's true.
the bride's
It's not at
dad.
my
Oh
house.
shoot, I hope she's not putting you in the poorhouse.
No.
Holy smokes.
No. So I'll go through all of Desiree's comments and I'll
Okay.
parse out
Yeah,
things that
yeah.
I just want to give you a general synopsis of versus things I think we need to discuss. And I think that we need to
Yeah.
discuss is going to be relatively
Yeah.
small.
It was just a peculiar reference that we should probably not have in some respects.
Oh, you're
You
talking about
know,
Bob's stuff. Yeah, you're going to send us
I'm
that
going back to Bill Mackey's
or Bill's stuff. I said Bob, Bill.
wise
Right. I
observations.
think
No big deal. It's kind of
that was
minuscule, but I think it should be covered. So,
my.
yeah,
I think
we'll
that
fix
was
it.
my comment was to just delete that and
Right.
reference the code section. So it's just
So,
like a small paragraph. It's not much.
Desiree, can you handle that and suppose to me?
Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right,
I think I have it
I'm
right now.
punting to your set. I know you got a full plate, but I'll do my end as best I can, but
Well,
I'm
no, if
a
Desiree made a comment,
bit of a
I've
flake
got all of
these
her
days, so.
comments. Yeah, if it's already in there, it's already in there. So I Yeah,
just wanted
you
to
don't
make
have to
sure it
worry about
was
it. I
addressed.
hadn't seen it, that's all. Okay. So that's it on that. And then so let's move on to item six. I'm gonna try and get us out of your way of the schedule. Future agenda items. Desiree, Michael, any future stuff?
Yes, for the agenda, we are looking at a sign, a historic landmark sign on the 444 East University, the Time Market sign. I think it had come before you
I thought we
sometimes.
approved that. Yeah,
Yeah,
I thought we had
we
that dealt
did.
with.
I think it came to you in 2024.
Oh, so it's timed out.
Yeah, it turned out the sign company, I a little bit confused. They probably think that they did not. So I am still looking at it. I was discussing with Desiree. Maybe when we look at it and think that it has actually gone through the process and it does not require coming back again, then we will not need to bring it back to you.
We
But
reviewed it for sure.
yes, I know.
So if there's any changes to that, maybe we could just make that a minor review.
Yes, there are a couple of changes that they are proposing, which I probably can handle that as a minor review. But I will look at it and then I will update.
So just, I mean, my preference for everybody's benefit would be we typically do signage as a minor review unless there's a really
No,
urgent.
this one is a historic landmark sign, which is going to be designated as a City of Tucson landmark sign. So those
Yeah, I
ones
remember.
are not minor reviews.
Okay.
Those are viewed as their full review.
Okay. Well, okay. Like I said, if it's substantially the same as what we reviewed in the past, maybe we can
Yeah,
start.
that's what I want to.
Okay.
You just brought it to my attention. I've not had a chance to look at the plans that were at that time and what they have submitted now.
Okay.
The only thing that
Anything?
came out very glaringly, they were talking about plastic. Signs in the historic district, plastic is not allowed.
Okay.
So I told them to take that out. They still resubmitted without plastic, so I rejected it. So as soon as I get clear copy, I'm going to compare with what was reviewed in 2024 and what they are proposing now. If whatever thing is different, it's just some minor things that we can just process that as a minor review.
Okay. Anything else for the future?
Don't recall now.
Okay, cool. All right. That brings us to item 7 on the agenda, which is adjournment.
But,
Thank
oh
you
no,
all.
we have
Oh.
one minor review, which Richard has done it. He has done it for us already. So, but let me just mention that this is for 318 East Speedway, which is for a solar panel installation. I just sent it to her today and she gave me the reply almost like,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was lucky I had my phone on me.
I was
We,
surprised.
yeah, I mean, if there's a way to make these minor reviews go a little quicker, I would really, really
I don't
appreciate
know if I
it.
mentioned this at the last meeting, so since Jim brought it up, I'll mention it again. Thanks to help from Mike, tremendous help from Michael. These minor reviews have been going much, much faster. We do not convene a meeting.
The email
Michael.
is great.
Michael sends us stuff. Thank you, Rachel. And we look at it, and if it looks fine to me, and in the same time it goes to PRS, someone from PRS, so we don't all have to be together at the same time. And it's a, you know, Rachel, I'm sure you just did it like that, right? And
Yeah,
so.
it was a lucky afternoon because my husband started a new job, so I have to be home in the afternoons on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now. So
Good
I
to
was
know.
here and hanging out with little boys and was easily able to pull it up and
Yeah.
get it done. So
Don't go to a
I'm
copy of
sorry,
the
but
historic.
I had an ugly episode with my
So I appreciate that, Jim, and I think Michael and Desiree's already acknowledged they got
Right. I won't
way
okay, I won't beat anyone
underwater
up.
over the
Thank you, Rick.
summer
Sorry.
and have corrected. So I'm doing solar panels on my roof. They're getting installed in a few weeks,
Yeah, you
and
better do it before you can't get your credit, that's for sure.
it's yeah. But the historic review stuff went fast. I mean, it was just, you know, went really fast. It was not a big
Yeah.
deal.
No,
I
on
think
the solar
the email
panels
was
it's
needed at
fine. On
the very
replacing
simple.
shingles is still an issue, so go
No,
figure.
the
Shingles
yeah,
are the same.
Jim.
I'm
So
sorry, but
yeah, and
I
I'm sorry that it was difficult, and it was bad. I mean, there
it
was a
was 4 months.
period that
Right.
it was very
Yeah.
chaotic.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
That's okay.
sorry.
All I'm
Let's
saying,
not take
Jim,
our
is
time on
that
it. It's
you
done. It's
have
behind me.
led everybody to understand how painful it
Anyway,
is,
it's
and you're the last person that had to suffer the pain.
well.
Yeah, I am sorry, though.
The sad thing is that I get. I'm kind of the Luna point of contact for people who ask about these things. And even though the WUSAB is separate from Luna, they come to me. And
Be
someone
fair.
else wanted to replace shingles, and I was trying to tell them the process, and it was difficult to
Well, so for
explain.
everyone's
Yeah.
benefit, the
So.
process doesn't, the minor review process now doesn't actually include having an actual meeting.
Oh, that's great. Oh, no,
Yeah, I
that's
think you should take
wonderful.
solace,
Desiree,
Jim,
thank you.
that your squeaky wheel got heard and the
Anyway,
process got
Desiree,
kicked.
I appreciate what you're doing in that vein.
Yeah,
It's
thanks. It was a rough year. I do feel for people who applied during that time, but I think we are at a
Anyway,
point where
yeah,
we're
it's too
moving
bad.
forward
It's
easily.
too bad one of your board members has to be a whiner about it. So I'll shut up. Thank you.
No,
So
it's
there is
never.
one more. There is Reed, you will record the one at 145 East University. This person was proposing a corrugated roof.
Oh God,
It
yes,
is
I know exactly who you're
a
talking about.
no-no. So
Well,
I
that's
have,
why it's still important to have the process. Thank you.
yeah, so I have reached out to this person and said, look, this is not allowed. Can you propose alternative roof material or anything?
No.
I have gotten no reply, so that one is at
Desiree,
bay
are
as
you
well.
familiar with this one? I'm
No,
not
she's not.
sure.
No, she's not.
So I'm making this meeting take longer than I would like, but this is a case, specifically, this is a case where an individual who I will say from my personal experience is a difficult individual, and I'm being nice, went ahead and took tile roof off of his house, historic home, a classic historic home with, and put up corrugated steel. It's already up. It's against the guidelines. It doesn't make the house looks completely different. He's done half the roof before zoning was able to get over there. And he's another one of these individuals whose zoning went up. Michael helped us, and they tagged the house, stopped work. They tore the tag off, continued to do the work. They put another tag up, they tore it off,
Out of
continued to do the
here.
work. So I don't know what the status is with respect to the city, but I can tell you right now, I'm not going to approve what this man's doing. I don't even want us to come to the board, to be honest with you. But if it does, if it has to, it has to. I understand the process is we have to actually go through it. But he already ripped half the stupid tile roof off and put
Okay.
corrugated steel up. And
Fui.
it's one of those unfortunate, frustrating cases that are,
Ain't the first time it's happened in the neighborhood. There's
it's
one
not the
up.
first time, and unfortunately, it's not someone that is unaware of what he was doing and it was an accident. It's
No.
deliberate. So we'll just have to, if this comes up on the agenda, we should probably talk a little bit. I just want to let you
Okay.
know, it completely what he did is trash the house.
I know. Okay. Thanks for
Yeah.
letting me know.
Okay.
Talk to Michael about that one too. Again,
Yeah. Okay.
you fill me in more.
Okay.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Now, Michael, anything
Yes.
else?
No.
You're
I just
sure?
want to say you guys are the best. You are.
Well,
And thank you
thank
for
you.
all your work.
Okay. All
All I
right.
can do is thank all of you for helping me and Israel move this thing to where we are. Most of our cases are in West University and Amory Park, and with the load that we had before Israel got here, and with your participation and willingness to help us to make your review project, we have cut it down to almost, I can say we are at a level where we can probably manage them now, but
Okay.
thanks to the good work that you people put in to help us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I wish I could be so
Jim.
positive, but my last experience was not
I
pleasant.
know, but Jim, you
I
have to realize that your pain helped get us here.
know.
You were the sacrificial lamb.
You were the sacrificial lamb. There you go.
Thank you for your service, Jim. Thank
Yeah,
you.
okay. You guys.
Okay.
Oh,
Shall
brother.
I
With
move that we
that,
adjourn the meeting?
item 7, adjournment. We are adjourned.
A
It is
second. Thank you,
7:14 p.m.
Rick. Okay, I'm out of here.
All right, everybody.
Have a good
Bye,
night,
everybody,
everybody. Have a
guys.
good
See you
night.
next month.
Utah.
So.
Thank you all.